Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Feel the heartbeat of love on Love and Inspiration.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are right now, listening to 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from PJD3, that's right, Plaza 21 on beautiful St. Martin. How are you doing today on this lovely day? It's a pleasure to be with you once again on the airwaves. I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, and I'm pretty sure you are having a splendid day thus far. And here I am to even make it much better. So I'm pretty sure you're like, yes, Roy Cotton Jr., I could not wait for you to come on air at 3 o'clock. Now my day is complete. Well, we thank the good Lord that I'm here with you once again. And it's going to be a really awesome show up until the hour 5 o'clock. That will be Eastern Standard Time. So all you've got to do is just sit back, relax, wherever you are. Thank you for inviting me into your private space. You may be in your car now, driving on the road, keeping your eye on the traffic. And now, of course, taking in all of that cool air conditioning, as I have my air conditioning here in the studio, nice and cool. You may be cooking your food. Well done. I know it's going to taste really good. I am super full. I've had a lovely lunch. And I'm pretty sure you're saying, Roy Cotton Jr., what did you eat? Okay, I'll share that with you a little later on if I don't forget. So please ring me in the studio on 522-2084. 522-2084. Later on, I say, Roy Cotton Jr., don't forget, we want to know what you ate today for lunch. Well, I'll make sure that I do my best not to forget, because I'm going to be so mesmerized by the really awesome interview that I'm going to have for you later on in the show. Already one of my guests is in the studio, so I'm just awaiting the second guest. You're going to be empowered by what you hear today, of course, as usual on the show. And I'm pretty sure after you hear the two guests speaking, you're going to say, you know what? I definitely want to join. I really want to register, because it makes a lot of sense. Because hearing what they said, and they can never be the same again after really doing what they do, I want to do also the same, because I've been talking about this all the time this year, that I've got to make a change in my life as an individual. And I thank the good Lord for Roy Cotton Jr. having these guests on the show today. That really empowered me. So keep it locked in. You're going to be really inspired when I speak with them in just a little while from now. And this wonderful show is brought to you in collaboration once again by corporate partners ANF Catering, Mr. Alfonso Blight, and doing a great job when it comes to catering on St. Martin, and real estate team, Arun Jatiani and his team of professional realtors. They're on your way to Simpson Bay Mondays through Fridays, open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be really awesome. In the time being, let's listen to good music. Here's one taking you back to the 1990s. Can't get enough of this one, because it just reminds us of what we've got to do if we want to be empowered, if we want to really learn and keep growing in knowledge. Well, as it is, I'm in the studio here, joined by two lovely ladies. And these two ladies are doing something really awesome, and you're going to hear what it's all about right now. They are, absolutely, they're so super proud, and they're beautiful here, dressed so lovely. Professionals they are. I'm talking about two students, that's right, two counseling degree program students from the university here in St. Martin. And you might be thinking, which university is that? It's the Grace Old Bible University Bible Campus here on St. Martin. And I'm going to be speaking with, first of all, Minister Rosanna Simon Ajide and Miss Toya Joseph, two, yes, that's right, first-year students at the Grace Old Bible University campus here in St. Martin, following the counseling degree program. And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, ladies. How are you doing today? Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing, Toya?
Fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Welcome. And Rosanna, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Mr. Cotton.
Fantastic. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. You're welcome. It's the first time that you are on the show, and you know, you've heard the show before, but look at that. You're very blessed today to be in my presence here. We're all together having a really lovely time and going to empower and enlighten the listeners out there. So as it is, I would love you to come really close to the microphone so they can hear your lovely voices as we talk to the radio listeners out there. So let me start with Minister Rosanna Simon Ajide, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what brings you to my radio show?
I was born in South America, migrated to St. Martin with my husband and one son. Fortunately, I still have that one son.
That's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes, just one, not much, you know. mother of many, but made one. Why am I on your show today? To let the world know about the program that I'm doing and how exciting it is.
All right. Well, I'm all ears to hear all about the program that you're enrolled in and the difference that it has made in your life. And over to you, Toya. Tell the listeners a little bit about who is Toya Joseph.
Well, my name is Toya Joseph. I'm from the lovely island of Dominica, 365 rivers. And I migrated in St. Martin over 15 years ago. The reason why on this program is to enlighten you and educate you about the program that we are doing right now.
All right, lovely. I really do enjoy having both of you here in the studio. And you said Dominica. Can you believe it, Toya? I've never been to your beautiful island, and I'm living in the Caribbean. So what can we do about that, Toya? Can you arrange a tour for me or something?
Surely, I'm going to do that.
Okay, fantastic. So me and my wife, we can leave tomorrow. Can you arrange
Anytime
it that quickly?
Anytime you want to.
Great stuff. Okay, I feel excited. Absolutely. So, sweetheart, I know you're listening to the show. We are going to Dominica tomorrow, courtesy of Toya. So she's going to make sure everything, our food and everything is covered. Right, Toya? That sounds like a plan?
Exactly.
Okay, fantastic. There we go. I'm super excited. Dominica, here we come. So tell me, ladies, what got you both interested in pursuing a counseling degree? Was it something you thought about before or something inspired you? Let's hear first from Rosanna. What got you into pursuing a counseling degree at the Grace Hill Bible University campus here in St. Martin?
First of all, I would like to say, growing up as a child, I had some traumatic experiences, being abused in every area possible. I had no one to teach me how to overcome and how to be successful. The Holy Spirit was my only comforter, and He taught me to overcome. He taught me some challenges, experiences. He gave me life skills. He taught me lessons that I could apply to my life and to overcome. However, when I look into our society today, we don't have much counselors. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this program, not only to help myself, but to help others also.
So that's, as I'm listening to you, Rosanna, it's really a conscious decision that you made considering the fact of what you've been through in the past and your heart being moved to really help persons who may be going through similar challenges. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Correct. Okay. Well, I believe you're in the right place at the right time. Toya, what about you? What really inspired you to pursue this really amazing counseling degree at Grace Hill Bible University campus, St. Martin?
What inspired me is because of my domestic violence, my emotional abuse and rejection that inspired me to really come to Grace Hill Bible College, University, sorry.
I see. And thus far, Toya, since you've been on the program, has it been up to your expectations or you're like, why did I do this? Even though I was inspired to do, you know, to choose to study here, but it's kind of like maybe not what I thought, or is it super exciting?
It is super exciting. Since being on this program, I've been enlightened. I've been more mature. I'm more focused on what I really want to achieve in life. And I have really come to a stage of maturity and growth.
Interesting. We're going to come back onto that, Toya, because that leaves me thinking about how that has transformed you to what level. But we'll come back onto that. So let me just check in with Rosanna. Rosanna, being on the program now, the counseling degree program, is it to your expectations, or you would say, well, I thought it would be much better, but I'm hanging in there to see what's going to happen next?
It's what I expected.
In what way, Rosanna? Talk to us. The listeners are on the edge of their seats.
First of all, training to become a counselor, to counsel others, you got to deal with yourself first. It doesn't matter how much you think that you have, you know, know, you have learned about yourself and you think you got it all in control. But doing this program is an eye-opener for me in dealing with some things that I need to deal with personally. So if I'm going to be successful, I have to be able to deal with me first.
I see, having to deal with yourself first. Was that kind of scary, Rosanna? Or you said, I'm brave enough and I'm seeing myself in the mirror and it's like, thank you, Jesus, I'm actually seeing who I am. And that's why I'm really grateful for this course.
For me, it's okay because the Holy Spirit taught me that years ago. I need to face myself. You know, I look at myself in the mirror. Yes, I bawled myself. And I speak to myself. So doing this course is just, you know, a continuation of what the Holy Spirit has taught me earlier in life.
I see. Very interesting. Toya, let's go back over to you. Based on what you shared earlier, now you hear what Rosanna shared with us a while ago. So what about you on this course? You said it has made you more mature, etc. But let's go a little deeper, Toya. Can you safely say there's been things that has really, really changed within yourself on a deeper level? Rosanna just gave her example. What about you, Toya? Talk to us.
Yes, I'm being on this course that helped me deal with my hurts. My professor, Francis Kuto Adami, Dr. Francis Kuto Adami, speak to us in the class concerning hurts. And from where I've come from, I've been broken from a lot of hurts, relationship hurts. I've been rejected by my father and I've been abused. I've been abused for 18 years. And what she teaches us, just we got to deal with ourselves before we deal with the public. You cannot, a broken person cannot really healed a broken person. You first have to be healed to really heal somebody else. Because you going to be broken, going out with the public to heal somebody else, you take on the baggage that you're carrying and you become more broken.
I see.
So like the teacher said, we got to heal ourselves before we could go out to heal others.
I see. As I'm listening to you, Toya, my question is also to you, and I thank you for sharing that with us. Is it has it been a bit scary for you in really having to deal with yourself and being confronted with such, because you shared quite bravely with the listeners, you know, you've been through abuse for 18 years, not 18 minutes, not 18 seconds, but 18 years. And I'm pretty sure in your class and having to face you know, going back over things or talking about things. I'm just wondering if that's been a bit scary for you, or you would shut down. You say, you know what? Thank you so much, Professor Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton. I appreciate you. But can we leave now? And I want to go home and just go under the covers. Talk to us.
I'm always open to change. When you see yourself and you want to grow in life, you always have to open yourself for change. And you have to also open yourself for deliverance. And if you really want the help that you want, you cannot have pride. You got to submit yourself to somebody who is more experienced than you. And she has all the qualification, everything it takes to bring you out and bring you that place of restoration and wholesomeness.
Two very powerful words, restoration and wholesomeness. Do you think that a lot of people in our society have experienced that, restoration and wholesomeness, or they are on that journey? Still broken, trying to find it?
And some people are on that way of restoration and wholesomeness. And the way I really say that is because you know when you are totally healed.
Okay.
And as my colleague Rosanna was once sharing with me, she said when you are really totally healed, both physically, mind, soul, and body, you are healed. When you talk to people concerning your experience and what you've been through, it is a joy to share it. You don't feel enclosed. You don't feel that ashamed of yourself. You don't feel that still brokenness come back in you.
I see.
You just feel that shared experience with a laughter, a joy, knowing that if you have been delivered, that you can confer the same deliverance to somebody else. And it's how pleasure it is that you being the tool that God using for your experience to heal somebody else.
Fantastic. That's really, really powerful what you shared a while ago, because some persons take a very long time before they could reach restoration and wholesomeness. And there are persons who are in some way, even though it may sound crazy what I'm going to say, that is afraid about healing. It's too scary. Some persons are so used to or conditioned to the fact of walking around in pain because this is what they know and what they're comfortable with, and not want to take that step to total healing. Is that making sense? So this is where you play such a very important role to be able, as counselors, as you're being trained, to be able to meet that individual who's in your presence and where they're at, to be able to respect that, but also to help them to the healing, correct?
That's true.
Rosanna, is that making sense?
Oh, a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
Because as my colleague mentioned just now, you know, sometimes I like to talk, and I would say that a broken person cannot heal a broken person. For example, my father sexually abused me, molested me. He beat me so bad. You know, the hits were like out of this world. He almost broke my neck because I have like 5 discs in my neck that went bad, and 4 discs rib in my back, and which still affects me today. To this day, I'm like almost 50 and I'm still going through that, the pain and the aches. By the way, I have no bitterness, no resentment for my dad. I loved him until death. I buried him and all of the works of it. So I'm good when it comes to that. You know, I tried to establish the relationship back, and I was just 20 years old when I tried to, you know, heal that part of my life.
I see.
So, doing this course for me is like, you know, an extension of what the Holy Spirit started in my life. I still have to work on the pain, the issues, like how am I going to get rid of this chronic pain that was imposed or was given to me because of physical abuse.
I see.
But I'm good. I'm really good.
Wow.
Awesome.
This is very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you're listening live to 102.7 FM. This is Roy Cotton Jr., Love and Inspiration, here with you. And my two guests today, I'm speaking with Minister Rosanna Simon Ajide and also Toya Joseph. They are first year students of the counseling degree program here at the Grace Hill Bible University campus, located across from UP's gas station at Heaven's Touch Ministries. So of course that's where they do have the campus in St. Martin, but they do meet with their professor, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, at a different location, of course, to receive their teaching. Now, I have a question for you here, which is very interesting. What made you choose Grace Hill Bible University? Because counseling is a very, very important profession. There are universities around the world, but why did you choose Grace Hill Bible University? Was there someone that recommended it to you, or you thought, you know what, I don't want to travel too far, let me stay in St. Martin? What is it, actually?
Well, why I choose Grace Hill Bible University is because I had a friend, and she told me that I should enroll in this program. And she began to tell me so much nice things about the university, how it blessed her life, and how she's so enriched, and how she have changed from some habits, and how this has been growth into her life. So last year, I think she had a graduation. They had the graduation, and I told her, I'm going to be there to see for my own self. And I maintained my integrity, and I came to the graduation. And for what I've seen, I was so enlightened. I was so motivated. I decided to enroll in this program, and here I am today.
Well, congratulations to you for taking that wonderful step. Really, really a very great step, because it's taken you on an amazing journey. And I've heard you both state before that you can never be the same again once you've started on this journey and really following the counseling degree program at Grace Hill, correct?
That's true.
Rosanna, what about you? What made you choose Grace Hill Bible University campus, St. Martin?
I was doing my ministerial program, and at the end of one of the practicum, Dr. Orlando, who is the dean for the St. Martin campus, he was speaking to my husband and myself, and he said, you know, I don't believe that you should pursue Christian education because you have that already. I believe you should do the counseling. And he said to my husband, based upon where you guys are going, yeah, counseling would be good for her. And I chose a university also. I mean, he encouraged me, but I had to make a choice, of course, because the university, it's an accredited university.
I see.
And I do not have to travel. One, that's two. Three, I like to interact with people, you know, face to face. I don't like to do this online business.
Even though we're being listened to online also at this point in time. Yes.
You know, online is good. It has its place and time. But for me, I need to be, you know, face to face with my instructors because, you know, if I'm falling short, they could, you know, like, hey, get up, you know, we gotta go.
Like that. Very good reasons. Very good reasons. Fantastic. So it is an accredited university.
Yes,
and as I understood, the university is located in New Jersey.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we have the campus here in St. Martin.
Yes.
And the dean of academics is Pastor Dr. Orlando Wilson. Okay. Yes. Great stuff. Great stuff. So I'm pretty sure persons out there would want to know how they can register for a course at the university. So we'll share that a little later on with them. And before this, before you all started, I understood that the Pioneer Group is now doing the master's program.
Yes.
So that there's the possibility once you've completed this degree, it's actually a master's program.
It is.
That you can continue on.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
You can actually do that here at the Grace Hill Bible University.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. So now I understand what you mean, Rosanna, not having to travel, that you're right here and it's that homely feeling. So the question I have is, let's look at it this way, because you've been on the course now for quite a few months, and I would like you to share with us some of the course topics offered on this counseling degree program. Who would like to share with the listeners some of the course topics that is offered to you?
Oh, we have one, the Fundamentals of Biblical Psychology,
mm-hmm.
Introduction to Christian Counseling, Theories of Counseling, Utilizing Energy Psychology in Counseling, Effective Counseling Techniques for Working with Children, The Fundamentals of Marriage Counseling, Introduction to Suicide Prevention and Treatment, Spouse Abuse, a Treatment Program for Couples, Counseling Practicum, 1 semester, Counseling Internship, 3 semesters, Counseling Ethics, Establishing a Professional Counseling Practice.
That sounds like very, very interesting subjects. What about you, Toya? Is there any special one that you would say is your favorite from any of those that Rosanna just shared with the listeners?
Well, our favorite is Christian Counseling, an Indigenous...
From an African
Indigenous perspective.
And why is that, Toya? Talk to us, why is that a really favorite one of yours?
I love it because it tells us about our history.
In what way, would you
as
say?
As black people, where we come from.
Interesting.
It tells us about our moral values. It tells us about...
Rosanna, is there anything that you would like to add on to that?
Yes. For both of us, we love that subject because it's wide.
Mm-hmm.
And in order, as you know, I like it for this reason. If we're going to be counselors and we're going to counsel persons, you know, especially in this hemisphere,
right,
we need to know where we came from. We need to understand what was our values,
mm-hmm.
how life was before the time of slavery, what is causing our young people these days to behave the way they are behaving, why they are not moving forward, why many are still on the street using drugs, teenage pregnancy, even abuse, fathers abusing their daughters sexually, beating the family, you know, throwing people out and the out of the house. Why? Why these things are happening? Where did it came from? How can we stop it? How can we prevent it from even repeating itself to the next generation?
That's very, very powerful as you talk about it, Rosanna, because there's some things that we don't really stand still by because we go about our everyday, you know, business and we just take things for granted. But that's very, very deep. Is it something that you would say you would wish or really encourage persons to really enroll so that they can learn more about this?
I wish if the whole hemisphere could enroll in such program, oh, what a wonderful world it will be.
Now, also, as you think, you're talking about that, it just makes me think about, as I understood too, the making of a slave. Now, that's a very, very deep one, a making of a slave. Can you share with us a little bit about that? Because persons might be thinking, but why is that important? You're doing a counseling degree. Talk to us a little bit about that and how deep that is, the making of a slave.
We know that theories and theorists comes and go. You know, 50 years, after 50 years, we forget about a certain philosopher and a new one rise up and we have new theories and new prediction and those things. But for this particular story or letter, the person predicted it. And exactly what he has predicted has come to pass for the last 400 years. You know, it did not stay in society only for 50 years, but it lasted. Now we're in 2019. We could safely say 400 years. And that's the Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave.
The Making of a Slave. And that's really, you can still see the effects of that today, 2019.
Oh, yes. And it's, we call it modern day slavery.
And in what way would you say that, if you can give one or two examples?
Because we're still bound, you know, we still, most of us still look up to the politicians for help. We hate the policeman. We love the politicians. And the policeman, basically, some part of the world, you know, when we look, especially in America, how they are treating black people. So, just the other day, I saw the police arrest a 10-year-old black child because he looked like somebody they thought he did the crime. Without asking any question, they just grabbed him and went with him.
Hmm.
I mean, come on.
Very interesting. It's very sad that these are the type of situations that are happening today in our modern day world, as we look locally, internationally, even regionally. At the same time, I'm also thinking out loud in terms of the whole making of a slave and a Willie Lynch letter. And I encourage the listeners out there to look that up online and you'll be very amazed on what you will learn about that. I'm just thinking to myself, Toya, and also Rosanna, with the whole making of the slave and the course that you're doing, because I believe also that, and I think it was maybe sometime you were sharing that with me, Rosanna, or with someone else, and that was with regards to even on the northern side of the island, where it is still felt and experienced today, the whole aspect of making of a slave, the whole Willie Lynch aspect, where you have persons who are bound to the cuff. The cuff is the almighty cuff, so we don't need a man around because we are bound to the system. Takes care of us. Talk to us a little bit about that.
That is one thing he told the slave masters is to separate the man from the woman, separate the male from the female, allow the female to keep the child, and you provide for her with that child. So she doesn't need the man in the home. And on the northern side of the island, of course, we have the calf. They don't need the man in the house. They get the monies from the government to help them with their child or children. And this has driven a wedge between the family. There is no man in the house to take the responsibility of raising his child or children. Therefore, as we look and we can see now with our natural eyes what is happening with our young men, especially, they are in gangs, smoking, stealing, ending up in prison. But the young women, teenage pregnancy, most have dropped out of school with a child or two, some even with five. And that's a breakdown of the family. So here we see that one of Willie Lynch's prediction concerning the family is still in effect in our society today.
Interesting. And we go about it today as if it's a norm that you depend on the system to feed you, the system to bring you up, the system to provide everything for you, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow. That's brilliant. Very brilliant.
It's actually called self-enslaving.
Self-enslaving. Mm. So actually, as we hear, as I hear you talk about the self-enslaving, it sounds like some of us still have a long way to go to reach full liberation. And as you said earlier, Toya, full restoration, full healing and wholesomeness. A lot of work still to be done. So you're on the right program, actually, because you're going to help a lot of people.
That's right.
So talking about that, tell us a little bit of what you're actually going to apply in your own personal life, what you've learned on the program.
What I'm going to apply in my own personal life is that wherever you learned, you got to be the first partaker. So what I'm going to do is see where there is some form of rejection in my life. See there is still form of hurts. See where there is still form of things that should not be there. So I'll use what I've learned to bring correction to my life.
Okay. I can appreciate that very, very much. Toya, what about you, Rosanna?
I will definitely take away from this last two semester the healing process, physical healing process, because I still have physical hurts. You know, my body still is in shock because of the different traumas that it went through. So at this age, I need to be whole. I need to be healed. I need to be well if I'm going to heal the world.
That's true. You've got to be healed yourself.
Oh, yes.
That's really absolutely correct. And as we come to the end of this really wonderful conversation with both of you ladies, students at the Bible University, Grace Hill Bible University campus on St. Martin, following the counseling degree program, which is taught by Professor Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, I would like to ask you, ladies, so why should someone, they've heard you speaking today, but why should someone enroll in the counseling degree? If you had to say in one word, why should they?
In one word?
Yes, Rosanna, in one word. Why?
It's epic.
It's epic. Okay, epic. Toya, what about you?
Holistic.
Holistic. Okay, two powerful words. So on the basis of that, would you be kind enough to share your final words of inspiration to our listeners of Love and Inspiration today and encourage them, you know, I would say, for enrolling to the degree program?
Yes, I'd like to encourage you in enrolling this program. This program will be a help to you, an assistance to you. I say that because I'm a testimony of it. This program is also holistic, and it's not only dealing with only the spiritual aspect. Also, it also deals with, it's integrated, it is sharp cutting, and not only Christian can apply or enroll in this program, but also non-Christians. In this program, we have our professor. She's fully loaded. She has everything it takes to bring you out, whatever situations or whatever struggles you are dealing with, whether it's homosexual, there's lesbian, there's bestialism you are dealing with. Also, if you are suffering from an AIDS problem and you are stressed out, she can, this program will really, really be great help and assistance to you. When you're doing this program, you will never be the same. I guarantee you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Toya. And you know, I always have a sense of humor on my show. You said a while ago that your professor's fully loaded. It almost sounds as if she's a 2019 model or something, you know, fully loaded air condition, rear view mirrors, etc. Camera. Just messing around. Rosanna, your final words to the listeners out there. And is there a contact number, you know, for the university or for your professor, if anyone wants to connect and say, hey, I heard these two wonderful ladies on Love and Inspiration, and, you know, I want to just enroll on the counseling degree program and go on to my master's. Talk to us.
Okay. For the email, that will be successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Again, I repeat, successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. All small letters. And the contact number is +721 524 8731. I repeat, +721 524 8731. And as my colleague mentioned just now, it's an integrated program which is based upon an holistic perspective using the 21st century techniques and biblical scientific perspective for understanding and solving issues dealing with the whole man, mind, body, and soul.
Wonderful. That is really integrated. It sounds absolutely, and it is from what you shared to me, share with us, as a very powerful program.
Yes, indeed.
And as you said, Toya, it's open for persons who are Christian and persons who are non-Christian. So if someone feels led that they really want to help change the lives of persons, transform them, this is where they need to be.
Exactly.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure having both of you on the program. First time on the Love and Inspiration. You did absolutely wonderful. And it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You heard that in sequence, ladies and gentlemen. I love that. Can you all say that again on the count of three? Thank you together. I love that. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Wow. I see you're laughing. I'm watching in your car. That's it. And you're at home. Good fun, eh? And you got actually a compliment from your professor, and she stated congratulations to both of you. You did awesome on the show today.
Hi, Mrs. Arname Cotton.
All right. I guess
you love you.
Love you.
All right. She's heard that, definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been inspired today on Love and Inspiration by my two guests. They are degree counseling program students at the Grace Old Bible University campus here, located on St. Martin over at Heaven's Touch International Church across from the Yuppies gas station. You heard from Rosanna just now, Edgeday, that shared with you the telephone number. If you do want to register, or, you know, you have questions, you can connect on 1-721-524-8731 and get yourself enrolled and helped make a change, transform the lives of many out there that needs it. I really want to commend these two ladies. They've shared with you so honestly what they've been through, the abuse they've been through over the years, and taking that brilliant step, brave step, to actually, you know, look at themselves in the mirror, and not really look at themselves in the mirror, but really through their course that they're following and their professor helping them every week when they have class. Can I ask you, when do you have class actually? Is it in the day, in the morning, or in the evening?
In the evening.
In the evening.
In the evening. What's the time that you have your class?
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, so in the evening when the brain can think, you know, after the day has passed, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's wonderful. You have fun.
Fun.
Okay. Absolutely. I can imagine. You've really shared with us awesome stuff today on the show. And I wish you all the best in your endeavors on the program and onto the master's degree, because I know there's also persons who are now completing the master's in the counseling of Grace Hill Bible University.
Yes. Yes.
So you're next in line, right?
Yes, sure. We are.
Okay, great stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the two wonderful guests on my show, Minister Rosanna Simon Ajaday and Toya Joseph.
I
feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.